Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I know you guys are really, really frustrated by the whole, are the blood pressure medications, the ACE inhibitors or ARBs, good or bad for COVID? And again, remember, this whole thing has been a cluster and a half. So what happened back in May was there were some reports that the reason why we saw huge numbers of people with high blood pressure become affected with COVID, now this was back in May, actually, I think back in May, is because many of them might have been taking an ACE inhibitor, or ARB, and it caused an upregulation of these ACE2 receptors that the virus needed to get into the body. See, when we take a medication, our body sometimes fights the medication by adding more receptors. If we take something that's supposed to block something, your body might try to compensate. Just like if you guys take Prozac or Zoloft or whatever, and you have these receptors to pick up the serotonin, once you start taking the medication, your body tries to make more receptors. So the theory back in May was that those of you taking enalapril, captopril, lisinopril, benazepril, Zestril brand name, or the ARBs, Diovan, Avapro, Hyzar, or Cozar, we're leaving off the water pill component to it. They don't think the water pill's associated with it. So there was a theory back in May that any of you guys taking that medication, your body increased the number of ACE2 receptors as a result of your medication. So when here COVID came, it was able to find plenty of receptors to attach onto and get into the cell and affect you. That got debunked. Over the summer, they started to say, wait a second, anybody that was on those medications didn't seem to die like those who weren't. And now we have another study coming out, the University of Anglia, I believe. They looked at 28,000 people. About a third of them had COVID. A third of them had hypertension. And I believe a subset of them was on the ACE inhibitors, ARBs. And they found that there was a 0.67% less risk of morbidity and mortality, meaning it was still pretty significant that it lowered risk of death if these patients were already on the ACE inhibitor, ARB, for their blood pressure. Now, why are we having such a pendulum swing on something that you would think would be so simple to figure out? Well, because it's 2020, okay? We swung the pendulum with the masks. We've been swinging the pendulum with ibuprofen. We've been swinging the pendulum with should we test, should we not test, should you stay home, you know, until all your symptoms are gone, or should you, you know, go back to work anyway, even if your symptoms are better. The pendulum's been swinging back and forth because we're making stuff up as we go, honestly. But what I believe is happening, because this is a really common medication, one of my favorite for blood pressure, and I like it because I think it's very protective of the kidney. It relaxes the blood vessels, it helps flow, so really, really quickly here, let's just review some of the blood pressure medicines out there. In the olden days, if you had high blood pressure, okay, either stiff arteries or something genetic that caused your pressure to rise, we would give you a water pill. We would try to dehydrate you. That's what we did with FDR. Didn't really work. He still ended up having a hemorrhagic stroke. He also had a melanoma above his left eyebrow. We think he died of the melanoma, but reports say he died of a hemorrhagic stroke from his blood pressure. So one way to lower your blood pressure is to have less fluid coming down the pipe. So we use diuretics for that. The problem is when you're in a drought and it's hot, you know, you can only dehydrate yourself so much. Then were the beta blockers. Those beta blockers kind of slow down the heart rate. So if your heart is beating super fast, your pressure could be up. So if we slow down the heart rate and make it more chill, blood pressure may rise. Great medicine. The only problem is if your heart rate is already kind of low, then, you know, that might not be the reason why your blood pressure was high. So lowering somebody's heart rate lower, you know, might not be what is your cause. If you don't have high heart rates, it's going to work great. Then came calcium channel blockers. Calcium channel blockers relax the vessels. As the vessels start to stiffen and get thicker, calcium channel blockers relax the blood vessels. Many people who take Norvasc or amlodipine or Cardizem will see leg swelling. Sometimes it relaxes too much. But that's good for people who have more genetically inclined high blood pressure, where they just slowly go up from 130 to 135 to 140 to 150, and they just slowly start going up because their vessels are more stiff. And then you have the ACE inhibitors. And the ACE inhibitors and the ARBs, they work by, and I've explained this before, let's say, God forbid, you get shot, and you're starting to lose blood. The kidneys start to sense that less blood and less fluid's coming through, so it starts to clamp everything up really, really tight and try to salvage your blood pressure. Sometimes you make it to the hospital, sometimes you don't. But for some people with high blood pressure, this system's a little bit out of whack. So when we give an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, an angiotensin receptor blocker, it might slow down that abnormal spike that people are getting when they're not shot and they just have high blood pressure. So these medications seem to, prevent the spikes of high blood pressure. If you're a spiker, where you have like white coat hypertension or you get mad really easily and then your blood pressure skyrockets, ACE inhibitors are more for you. If you're pretty mellow but your blood pressure is just slowly going up year by year by year, you might be more of a calcium channel blocker. So you want to talk to your cardiologist about, you know, what would work best for you. Sometimes we add a little bit of the water pill to the ACE inhibitor. It seems to make them work a little better. But, you know, don't just take a medication that your mom is on, because that might not be for you. So these ACE inhibitors, my guess is the reason why we're getting good news with the ACE inhibitors and ARBs now is if somebody has out of control high blood pressure, their kidneys are weak. Their heart could be weak. They're more at risk for stroke. They're at risk for blindness. And so if these medications are pretty damn successful at keeping your blood pressure down, my guess is the reason why they're starting to see a protective nature might not be a receptor issue, but it might just be you aren't having a high blood pressure patient that's out of control. If you have a high blood pressure patient that's out of control, they're higher at risk for stroke. They're at higher risk for heart attack. So these people dying in the hospital might be dying of high blood pressure related issues. So I like the fact of people being on their blood pressure medication and keeping that blood pressure chilled, just like their diabetes in control, if they have COVID. So that's what we think is going on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TALK. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as the Republican National Convention gets underway this week, and there's going to be multiple speakers, I think Donald Trump is speaking on Thursday, and then Ben Carson, his chief of staff, or his, I don't know if it's chief of staff, but his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, who's been with him from what I understand the beginning, will be speaking at the Republican National Convention, but she has also decided to quit her job with Donald Trump as a result of the turmoil she's had in her personal life. She has, I believe, a husband who had formed, I believe, the Lincoln Project, which is supposed to be an anti-Trump group. That's her husband. And then her daughter, Claudia, beautiful girl, could model, apparently is always on social media, TikTok, whatever, bad-mouthing her mom's boss. And it's been very, like, weird. This isn't something we usually see in politics. I gotta tell you, this whole election, this whole year, I don't know, everything is just, if it never happened, it's gonna happen now, I guess. And, you know, we've been watching this for some time. We knew that Kellyanne Conway, who is one of Trump's closest advisors, didn't have her whole family on board. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, you have to say to yourself, that must have been a tough job for her. That had to have been really, really tough. Because number one is you're working for probably, one of the most difficult, entities. And, a lot of us have had jobs and we've worked in crazy environments. But my guess is the White House, no matter who's president, is a poop show no matter what. So, one, you're in the public eye and you're dealing with the president. And your life also at risk because when people want to shoot the president, they will also, you'll probably get a bullet too. It's scary. So, you're putting your life on the line when you're working, in the White House. And then to have your husband and one of your children continually work against you, I gotta hand it to her. I think she's handled it as best as she could. And from what we understand, she is quitting at the end of the month because the family needs more mama, less drama. And, it's interesting because luckily I have a husband and I have kids that support my career. I don't get too political. But, for the most part, they support me and you need that. I think as a woman, because it's still, you gave birth, and you got the boobs, you're the one that breastfeeds, and you're kind of the nester in the family. I think for a woman to be successful, it really helps when you have your family who has your back. Most of my success, relied not on me, but on everybody else, and especially my family. And so I wouldn't be where I was today if it wasn't for my family. And so here you have a woman who is working for the president, whether you're right or left, that sort of closeness, right? That's kind of one of the highest jobs she'll ever have. And she has to give it up. Now, is it that she gave it up? Is it that the president said, look, this is ridiculous. Okay, we can't have this clown act going on where we have people in your family. It's just too much drama. You don't know exactly what happened. But all I know is that girl's probably getting grounded. But now, let's look at that. If you're a teenager, and all your friends are anti-Trump, and you are starting to form your identity, and kids go through different stages, and this is a big identity stage where they form their own identity. And little kids are like, well, whatever, mommy, I'm my mommy's kid, I'm my daddy's kid. Not when you're a teenager. When you're a teenager, that's when you're like, look, I have nothing to do with my mom. I have nothing to do with my dad. I'm me. So I'm not surprised by Claudia's behavior. I mean, a lot of the young people, they don't like Trump. And here she is. She's trying to make a name for herself. She is having a following. She wants to have an identity. And she doesn't want to be identified with Trump just because her mom works for him. Now, anybody, watching this would be like, well, that's what's feeding her. I mean, that's what's clothing her. The reason why she's able to get on TikTok and Twitter is because somebody is paying for her cell phone and bandwidth that it's President Trump. So you would think there might be a little bit of gratefulness, but, the kids, they're different these days. These Generation Zs and Alphas, they have, a very, very, controversial and contentious time growing up right now because, they have to put their footprint. You know how we talk about carbon footprints? They need to have their internet footprint. Like before we would have even thought that they had to have their identity. And so, what do you do if you have a family member that is so vocal and prominent in an administration that you don't like? Now, I mean, I've had a lot of friends that, knew Obama, took pictures with Obama. I said that was really, really cool. It's really, really cool to be able to know the president and be in a picture with the president, whether they're right or left. But people are pretty passionate about one side or the other. Most of America, they're like, I'm not going to sweat it. The world stinks right now anyway. Whatever happens, happens. But you do have the extremes. And these extremes, you know, make it look like if you are pro-Trump, you are all these bad names in the book. Or if you're pro-Biden, you're all these names in the book. And so, you know, Kellyanne Conway quitting her job, which is probably one of the highest stature jobs she'll ever have, to try to be there for the family, I think it's pretty remarkable. I mean, especially since I think Claudia wants to emancipate. I guess she wants to leave the family now. Because, again, she's trying to build her identity. I'm not saying she's right, but this is what's going on in her head. She does not want to look like she is pro-Trump. So she will do whatever it takes to leave, get adopted by somebody else, or become emancipated where she could, you know, run her own show. And I don't know how she'll feel later. I don't know if she'll look back at this when she's 25 going, oh, what happened? You know, and you know, you hear people talk on social media. They're like, she should be grounded. You know, she should basically, you know, live in a tent outside and see what it's like when your mom doesn't have a job. And, you know, they have money. They're going to be fine, even if Kellyanne Conway doesn't have this job. But I do think that our kids sometimes don't get it. And I think if they do have a level of immaturity, not immaturity in terms of, you know, me criticizing them, is they didn't have life experiences to make them realize that you don't have to shoot yourself in the foot to make a point. You know, and honestly, what Claudia could have probably done, but again, we can't expect that from somebody who's 15, but if she was 25 or whatever, she could have very easily said, look, you know, I'm a young person. I respect my mom for working and raising me. I don't agree with, you know, my mom politically, but you know what? My mom is my mom, and I'm in a position where, you know, I'm going to stand with my mom, but I'm just not going to stand with her politically. I have my own political views. I'm my own person. She really could do that. She doesn't see that as an option. And it could be that people are goading her. It could be that there's entities out there that are pushing her to do this. You know, this is a big win for people that don't like Trump, you know, having, you know, one of his closest confidants taken away. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I think a lot of it is for show. I think if somebody does have a relationship with the president wants to talk to them, they talk to them. I mean, I don't, you know, whether it's a job or not. And maybe there's something else going on. Maybe he doesn't need her anymore. And maybe this was the excuse. You know what? I'm leaving. A lot of people will do that. They'll be like, we want to fire you, but so you could say face, you could say you want to leave. You know, so you don't know what's going on. But I think many of us are kind of looking at this going, oh my gosh, you know, what if my kids don't like the job that I have? I was really nervous being in radio, you know, how my kids would take it. Because, you know, what if I had said something that, you know, embarrassed them? You know, like when I talk about, you know, then I call them little cupcakes of cheese. And, you know, I give them a little kissies, you know, on their mask. And, you know, okay, you know, what if they actually listened to my show and said, oh, my gosh, Mom, you know, and they've gotten mad that I posted family pictures. We all went out to dinner and I posted a picture and they got mad because they were in the picture. And it was a nice picture. I mean, there wasn't anything, you know, committing or damning about it. We were just all having dinner. I don't want people to see me, you know, with my mom. Really? Okay, really? So luckily they're more mature now and they're okay if I post a picture up. But, I've always panicked. I go, you know, what if, you know, I say something on air about Obamacare or about, I don't know, Donald Trump or about, I don't know, Senator Flake or whatever, and they disagree with that. But, you know, my boys have already kind of started their own identity. And many of their friends know that they're very different from me. Now, it's also because I'm a woman. Maybe there's that, you know, my mom is my mom. We're dudes. Okay? Dudes do things differently. So, power to Kellyanne Conway. That was a gutsy move. I hope she and Claudia can mend their relationship. And but wow, this is something that I think a lot of us parents thought would be our worst nightmare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions remain high in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where rioters burned buildings, looted stores, and attacked police officers overnight Sunday. The rioting came hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. Blake was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. As far as the damage in Kenosha,
they said garbage trucks on fire. They went toe-to-toe with the police in front of the courthouse. They set a car dealership on fire.
That's reporter Drew Hernandez. Tropical Storm Marco is expected to inch ever closer to land. It has 50-mile-an-hour winds. Meantime, Tropical Storm Laura has slightly stronger winds at 60 miles per hour as it sits just south of Cuba. Both storms are expected to hit Louisiana this week. This is USA Radio News. President Trump declared the wildfires raging in California a major disaster, which allows for federal funds to be used by people and businesses harmed by the fires in 7 counties to pay for temporary housing, home repairs, and other needs. A Cal Fire spokesman saying,
"The second and third largest fires in California history are burning around us at the moment."
So far, nearly 1 million acres have been burned in California wildfires. Last week, the Democrats held their convention. Now it's the Republicans' turn. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Republican National Convention is officially underway. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel opening the convention a short time ago in Charlotte. Republicans now get their chance to convince Americans that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence deserve 4 more years in office.
President Trump is expected to make appearances at the convention all 4 nights. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this segment is entitled That the Period is Going Away. The period is becoming obsolete. And I know you guys are thinking, is it the menstrual period? Is it the punctuation mark period? Both, actually. If we talk about the menstrual period, I can tell you how many people haven't had a period in years, in decades. They've been on an IUD. They've been on the Nexplanon. Sometimes when we, you know, do progesterone-only sort of medications, people are able to stop their period. We're noticing less and less people on birth control pills, less risky, because with birth control you might forget to take a pill, or you might be sort of coagulopathy with the estrogen. So the period isn't, you know, now when I ask, you know, do you have a period, people are like, why are you asking me that? I haven't had a period in years. Now, but they're like 35, or like they're 42. So that period is probably going away. There's people that don't want to have a period, and now you can manipulate all sorts of different birth control to allow that to happen. It's kind of nice. I had an IUD. I was loving life. Where was it during high school when we were wearing white jeans? I don't know. But hopefully now the younger generation doesn't have to wear white jeans. Now, one of you had asked if that's going to matter. If girls do stop having regular periods, will that matter? We are worried about the bones because we don't want to suppress your estrogen, you know, being created during your cycle. So people on chronic progesterone sort of birth control that prevents some of the estrogen surges could possibly affect bone. It could affect other things. But right now, I don't really know what the studies are showing or how that's being studied. All I do know is a lot of people not liking their period. So I'm sure we are going to hear something. Every time we think we do something that makes our lives easier, it comes back to haunt us. But now, let's talk about the punctuation mark period. So I'm a Generation Xer. So I still think, you know, we're Generation X. We're the young ones. We're not the young ones anymore. We got millennials under us. We got Generation Zs under us. And now there's Generation Alpha. So I've noticed that I've just not used a period punctuation mark. A lot of times in my blogs, I just won't use a period. Unless I finish a sentence and I'm writing something formally. But if I start to bullet things or list things, I don't use a period. In fact, I don't think I've ever texted with a period. And I think the reason why is I must have subconsciously picked up that you don't have to put a period in your text. Well, I had no idea, though, that a Generation Zer could be insulted if you have a period there. Apparently, there was a study a few years back. It's like, I think, Binghamton in New York City. There was a study that showed that if you did use a period after saying something in a text, it was kind of offensive, or it was kind of insincere. It showed some insincerity. It was abrupt. And so, I have family members that are very grammatically correct and linguistically, you know, skilled. And so when they write me or text me or whatever, I mean, there's, you know, a predicate and nobody's dangling their prepositions and all sorts of stuff. But all those rules kind of start to go out the window when we texted and emailed. So, like, if you say, I'm going to the store, and you put a period, that just has a different feel to, I'm going to the store, and then you send the text. Now, some people also think that that whole, you know, period thing is redundant. Once you send your text, that you have truncated and ended your thought. Why are you sticking a period in there? Well, the younger generation doesn't realize that when we were in grammar or English class or whatever, we would get hit with rulers, we would be put in the back of a room on a dunce chair, we would be, you know, basically embarrassed to the gill if we didn't, you know, put our periods where we're supposed to and space twice after a period. You know they don't space twice after a period anymore. Yeah, I looked up an article. My son, I told you guys about this. My son had done a paper, and he only spaced once after a period. And I am going through his paper, putting the extra space, and I go, it's always two spaces after a period. And he's looking at me like I'm speaking Greek. And he's like, I don't, Mom, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, how did you not learn this in school? We put you through school. So I Google it for him. And the first thing that comes up Googling is nothing screams over 40 than you putting two spaces after a period. Are you kidding me? So that means anybody under 40 knew that? When did the rules change? I mean, I've been in school for most of my life. I've been double spacing after a period. Apparently you don't do that anymore. They say it's unnecessary. Nobody told me. I didn't get the memo. What about I after E except after C? Do you still do that? You know, all our rules are changing. Same thing with our definite articles and male and female. You know, I wonder how the Spanish language is going to change because, like, las esposas, those are handcuffs, and esposa is also a wife, but they're feminine terms. They're feminine. Same thing with el niño. El niño is a little boy. Hijo is a son. And you use the L, you know? La noche. Noche is night, you know? But it's feminine. And so we make words feminine and masculine. I wonder if that's going to go away. I wonder if that language, you know, the a lot of the romance languages are going to change when they get rid of the feminine male part. I wonder if they're going to stop calling a boat a she or an ocean a she. You know, let's get her done. It's a lot. People always say that. Let's get her done. Get her done. What do you mean, get her done? That doesn't really sound very romantic. Maybe that's where it comes from. So for those of you that have Generation Zers or young people in the family or whatever, and you're like, okay, you know what? What should I do with the text? Ask them. You know, I mean, I think the average person, you know, they call these kids snowflakes. And I don't know if I want to say that because I think our Zs are very resilient. The Zs had to... While the millennials, you know, started to, you know, learn internet and, you know, the Generation Zs were thrown into the internet age. So Generation Zs were born after 1995. So the internet existed. And their pictures were all over the internet, their baby pictures. The Generation Zers don't have a very private life. And the Zers are the ones that had to kind of take things on in terms of language and in terms of emojis because the millennials thought that they owned it. Millennials were born in 1980. X's were born between 65 and 80. All right. Millennials were born between 80 and 95. So they were born in the 80s, right? Learned how to moonwalk a little bit, you know, got some Michael Jackson, then some Mariah Carey, started to listen to more music in the 90s, and internet started to explode, and then all of a sudden, by the time they're young adults, they got a smartphone. So they, you know, they're like, okay, well, this was our generation, but they weren't the ones that kind of set the language. The younger ones did. And the younger ones are like, look, why are we using compound sentences? Why, you know, are we using adverbs? Okay, why don't we just write? And why are we using language that our parents can read? Okay, we don't do diaries. Okay, we text each other, but our parents have access to our texts. So why don't we write in code? So the Generation Zers really revolutionized a lot of our smartphone talk. The LOL, the YOLO, all that. We got to give that to the Generation Zers. Now the Alphas are going to come in, and the Alphas were born after 2010. So the Alphas right now are about 10 years old at their oldest. And the Alphas are like, okay, they're watching what their Z brother and sisters are doing and their aunts and uncles. And they're kind of watching their parents. And their parents are millennials. And so they're like, okay, wait a second. I get computers here to stay. You know, my first toy was a smartphone. You know, they're going to have to be the generation that either brings back playing outside, although I don't know how that's going to happen with all the COVID and you know, the sports being stopped and all that. But the Generation Alphas are going to have their own set of tasks to do. While the Generation Zers have been developing a language, the Generation Alphas are going to either have to keep that language or develop it even more as you know, texts start to give off different meanings. Or what we end up seeing is, you know, certain terms are going to be politically incorrect. So these were terms that we were using. Like you know, somebody might, you know, text somebody, yeah, you know, we're going to the hood for the party. Well, you can't say that anymore. You can't call a place the hood. You used to. So the Generation Alphas are going to have to politically correcticize everything that the Generation Zs might have missed. So they're going to be the proofreaders. 1-877-DOLLAR-ROY.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some unrest has started in Wisconsin as Kenosha police shot a black man yesterday evening, set off unrest in the city, and people are mad as the shooting victim has been identified as Jacob Blake. He is in serious condition at Froedtert Hospital in Milwaukee as of this morning. The Wisconsin Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation said early Monday that the involved officers have been placed on administrative leave. Now, what had happened is we're being told from JSOnline.com that police have been called to a domestic incident in the 2800 block of 40th Street at about 5:11 p.m. Officers provided immediate aid to the shooting victim, and he was taken by Flight for Life. But Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said tonight Jacob Blake was shot in the back multiple times in broad daylight. He said, while we do not have all of the details yet, what we know for certain, he says, is that he is not the first black man or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals and law enforcement in our state or our country. Now, neighbors reported that Blake was trying to break up a fight between two women. Bystanders said he was tased and then shot several times. There's a video circulating on social media where it shows a man in a white shirt and black shorts is walking to a gray van. He's followed by two male police officers with weapons drawn. The video does not show what happened before the man walked away from the officers nor what was said. But as the man opens up the door to get in, an officer grabs his shirt to hold him still. And then you see he start to shoot him in the back. Several shots were heard, followed by a car horn. You can't see if, you know, there was a weapon. You don't. All you saw was he was behind Jacob. So we, like I said, we don't know what was happening. Was he pulling out a gun? Was he, either way, it's on video that he was shot in the back. So a woman who followed behind the police could be seen screaming, jumping up and down, and Kenosha police requested Wisconsin State Patrol and Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies to come to the scene because the shooting involved an officer. So they're right now they're reviewing the incident, investigating it, and the Blake family has retained civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump. Blake's three sons were in the car when Blake was shot, so they sadly saw his dad die. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. There's 100 nudists that have tested positive for COVID-19, even though they were wearing their masks. Apparently, there's a French libertine naturist resort, and there were 100 nudists that apparently, or I think at least 95, at the resort Cap d'Agde, I can't pronounce it, 30 miles south of Montpellier, have tested positive for the virus. 50 people have reported ill, and the health officials have warned visitors to the resort, which is also popular with swingers, that they must comply with all social distancing measures, including wearing face masks. So if they are swingers, my guess is they're not really social distancing. France made masks compulsory in all indoor spaces on July 20th, with only very limited exceptions. The nudist resort contains multiple indoor areas, including shops, banks, restaurants, bars, and clubs. Medics carried out 194 tests on visitors who volunteered at the resort on Monday last week. 38 people came back positive. Another 244 tests were then carried out on Wednesday, 57 positive. Health officers carried out 310 additional tests. So, from what I understand, they did wear masks. But this small nudist village, I guess, was created back in the 1950s. Then, by the 1960s, nudist, I guess, colonies started to really take off. I don't really know much about that. That was before my time. Personally, I don't see any fun in walking around naked, especially the way I am. I mean, I really like having a bra on, honestly. So this was supposed to be a tourist village. Now, I guess they're, you know, starting to restrict things. But like I said, they wore their masks. All right, Jeff Flake, Senator Flake, joins over two dozen former GOP members of Congress to launch, quote, Republicans for Biden. Apparently, they want to engage these supporters for November. The announcement comes on the first day of the Republican National Convention. Delegates are preparing to formally renominate President Trump, which they've already have. He is the nominee. In their respective convention agendas, each party has sought to showcase converted supporters. Joe Biden's list of Republican supporters includes, you know, people who have criticized Trump, John Kasich, I believe Meg Whitman, and now former GOP Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. So last fall, he penned an op-ed urging lawmakers to abandon the president and save their souls as he backed impeachment. He since said he won't vote for Trump, but had held off on a formal Biden endorsement until now. Some others on the list have already backed the former vice president, including former Republican Gordon Humphrey of New Hampshire and John Warner of Virginia. So some of these people who are, I guess, joining sides with the Democrats is Steve Bartlett of Texas, Bill Clinger of Pennsylvania, Tom Coleman of Missouri, Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania, Charlie Zijou of Hawaii, Mickey Edwards of Oklahoma, Wayne Gilchrist of Maryland, Jim Greenwood of Pennsylvania, Rob Inglis of South Carolina, Jim Colby of Arizona, Steve Kuykendall of California, Ray LaHood of Illinois, He had served as Transportation Secretary in the Obama administration. Jim Leach of Iowa, Connie Morell of Maryland, Mike Parker, Mississippi, Jack Quinn of New York, Claudine Schneider of Rhode Island, Chris Shays of Connecticut, Peter Smith of Vermont, Alan Stillman of Texas, Bill Whitehurst of Virginia, Dick Zimmer of New Jersey, and Jim Walsh of New York. So, Biden campaign officials said these former members of Congress cited Trump's corruption, destruction of democracy, blatant disregard for moral decency, and urgent need to get the country back on course as a reason for why they support Biden. You know, it's interesting. I don't know how successful the Biden campaign is going to be because I'm not hearing that people are voting for Biden because they really love Biden and they really believe in Biden. People are voting for Biden because they hate Trump. Now, when it comes to elections, you need people to get out and vote. Now, mind you, this isn't a normal election because there's going to be mail-in ballots, so that's going to completely change things. But if this was a normal election, Biden would be set to lose because hating an incumbent is not enough to remove him from office. You need people loving the new guy. So, like, just like Obama, people really liked him. People were able to get behind him, his message. They had trouble getting behind McCain. And since, you know, Bush was leaving office, it was easy for people to vote Obama in. People aren't voting Biden in. They're voting Trump out. So when you have people on the side, you know, or on the hedge going, well, you know, I don't like him, but I'm not in love with Biden, they may be reluctant to vote. But when somebody really likes somebody, they'll be more likely to vote. Now, that's in an election that doesn't have to deal with the ballots, you know, and the whole mail-in ballot thing. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. Who's going to pick up the ballots? Who's going to... Apparently, they have people that will help you fill out your ballot, and then they'll take it from you, and who knows what they do with that. So there's all these rumors and conspiracies that could happen. But if Biden isn't found to be lovable, and people really behind his cause, and, you know, Biden will make everything better, that he's not going to win. Because you can't win on an anti-Trump campaign. People hating Trump, they are the same people that have always hated Trump. But the ones that are kind of in between, are they really going to go to the polls? Or are they really going to fill out the ballot or take that chance or whatever? You know, if they're like, look, you know, I don't want to vote for Trump, but I also don't want to say I voted for Biden. So it sounds like a small difference, but it's a huge, huge difference. Okay? And you know, are the anti-Trumpers enough to carry the election? There's people that are anti-Trumpers. I don't know if there's enough. So that's why I think Trump's going to win. The Republican primary is underway. From what I understand, Donald Trump may be speaking all 4 days, but his time slot is Thursday. Monday is themed Land of Promise. You'll see Senator Tim Scott, Steve Scalise, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, former Ambassador Nikki Haley. The next day is Land of Opportunity, where Melania Trump will speak, Senator Rand Paul, Tiffany Trump and Eric. Wednesday's the Land of Heroes with Mike Pence and Senators Marsha Blackburn. And then Land of Greatness is Thursdays, including Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Giuliani, Ivanka Trump. All right, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Elliott. Rebel,
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.